What's up? It's your girl Tierra, aka T, your wine diva. And I want to invite you to go ahead and text at Wine Diva to 81010 for some surprise and delights. That's at Wine Diva to 81010. Now enjoy the show. Hello, hello. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Thank you for joining me live for Here's the Tea with Wine Diva Tierra, coming live on Wine Diva Tierra Facebook page every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. I am super excited for tonight's live podcast broadcast, and we're going to talk about the art of healing with the lovely Lachelle, and she has an amazing story and an inspiring story to share with us this evening, and I can't wait to hear all of the beauty and light that she has to shine for us, and talking about some of her journey, what she's been through, and how she's come out on the other side. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Lachelle on live, and she can introduce herself for you tonight. All right. And of course, I've got wine, because it's the wine.
Hello.
Hello. I am fabulous. How are you doing this evening?
Like, I'm so jealous because I've got me a blankie and you're there with no sleeves and all nice and warm.
Oh my gosh. It is. It's beautiful. It's been a beautiful day. It was like 75, 76 today in LA. So the sun was shining. I went up on like our rooftop and walked around a little bit, and I was just like, felt the like beauty and ease of nature, and it was amazing.
Oh, I would love that. We had snow this morning a little bit.
Oh goodness.
just a little bit, but it's gone, and I think we're supposed to get 70 like on Sunday.
Oh goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Weather's just going all over the place.
I know. It is crazy.
All right. So can you please take the time to introduce yourself and tell us who you are and what you do?
My name is Lachelle Rayanne, and I just recently changed my last name to McBride. Yay! Woo,
congratulations.
Yay. My full-time job is working with an attorney. My part-time side gig business, which is going great, is called Paint Your Power, and I've been doing it for a very long time just because I love doing it. And Paint Your Power is we do events, we do live events, we do mobile events. I finally got a studio. So we do kind of like wine and painting, and it's for fun. And then a part of the proceeds of every single class or party that I do, goes towards, RS therapy for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault in Northwest Arkansas. And sometimes I get donations of paint or canvases or whatever. And of course, you know, we just use what we have. Sometimes the girls come and they bring their own stuff and bring one to share. So I've just been doing it for maybe 6 years now.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, long time.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's been a really weird journey, and it's kind of like, it's just kind of happened on its own. And it was something that healed me after I was in an abusive situation. And I'm not going to say abusive situation because it was more than just a situation. It was, I was married to this man for 27 years.
Wow.
Yes. And most people don't talk about it, but there is a such thing as spousal rape.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to me. And I was married to him for 27 years, and it almost killed me. It killed my soul, I felt. And for some weird reason, I decided to start painting, and I was still living there as a way to escape, kind of my own kind of therapy. I'm like, I just needed to, you know, get things off of my mind while I was still there. After everything had happened, I was still there trying to figure out how to leave, but I couldn't I couldn't think right. You know what I mean? I was traumatized. So I picked up a paintbrush, 47 years old, picked up a paintbrush, and wow, I could paint.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, hey, you need to teach. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, but my mother and father are both painters.
Okay.
So I winged it. I winged it. And I went and I got a job, and then I got formal training, and then I worked there through college after I left. And, you know, things just kind of happen. So it's been an amazing journey. It's been really crazy.
That's
really crazy. Really crazy.
Inspiring that you've been able to take something that like found something to help you release and kind of get reconnected to your soul and who you really are. And now you're able to share that with other women. And that's so powerful.
It's taken me to some really weird places. Like after I left my ex-husband, and I had my kids, I didn't have a college degree. I didn't have my own credit, which is a big thing right now. I'm working on that.
Oh yeah.
I knew how to like balance a checkbook and stuff like that. I mean, right now I'm 53 years old. I know how to do stuff like that. And I knew business because he owned his own practice, and I helped him with that. And we had some other businesses. We had a fitness center. We had a health food store. We had like an Airbnb before Airbnbs were a thing. And, so I knew how to do business, but because I was in college and I had my kids, I had to figure out, you know, I basically had to get a job so I could get paid. I couldn't just go out and start my own business because I had nothing to work with.
Got bills.
So, yeah, you gotta feed those babies. And so I started, you know, working at a job, but I did this as my little side thing, like at night, my extra job. And then when I quit working for the company that hired me to paint, after they had trained me for, I think I was there for about 3 years.
Wow.
My friends were like, can we come over to your house and drink wine and paint? And I'm like, yes, that would be great. So that's kind of where it started. My first painting party was at my house.
Yay.
And yeah, it was awesome. And it was, so it was the women that was really weird, because when I was married, when you're in an abusive situation sometimes, or abusive marriage, a lot of times you get cut off from a lot of friends. You don't have a lot of friends. And that's what happened to me. I didn't have a lot of friends. I didn't have anybody near me that I could talk to. I had a couple people, like maybe two people. And so I was being stalked, and it was like, it was really bad. He went to jail for a little while. I mean, it was bad. And so I started a Facebook group, a private Facebook group. It was just me and two other ladies. Mm-hmm. And it was for me. I started it for me because I needed a place where I could, when I was still with him, a place where I could call somebody in case something happened, or I could get on the internet, or I could be at my other job and I could say, hey, I'm really in danger right now. It was my safe place. And so I started that group, and within a year, we had 300 women.
Wow.
It grew, bam, by itself. And I was just like going, where are these people coming from? And they were all from Northwest Arkansas. And pretty soon, they're looking up to me. And I'm like, I don't know the answers. I don't know. Okay, so every time I go to court with him, every time I go, you know, anything, whether I win or lose, it didn't matter, because what mattered was that I had that knowledge and I could pass it on.
Yeah.
And I could share it in that group, and I'd be like, okay, so I did this. Don't do that. That's the wrong thing to do. But at least I had, you know, I could make sense of why that happened to me. because I had a really hard time for about 3 years of, you know, I was the perfect wife. I was this, I was that. I did everything I was supposed to do. And why did this happen to me? I mean, it was bad. And so that helped me, that group. I love my girls in my group. We have almost 550 women in this group. All over Northwest Arkansas, we have some. We've reached out, and we've got some from other states, some from back home in Indiana. I've got some from Perth, Australia, weirdly. And so, you know, those girls don't have any idea of how much they've helped me just by being in the group, because it gives me a purpose. It gives me a reason of why it happened. So otherwise I think I would have lost it.
Oh yeah.
I would have lost it, because, you know, when you're married to somebody for 27 years, you trust them, you love them. At least I thought that's what love was. And when that happened to me, that was like, that pulled the rug completely out from under me. And even after, you know, afterwards was even, you know, the court stuff and the custody battle and everything, it tears and eats at your soul. And during all that, like right after I got divorced, like 3 months later, he got remarried. No big deal. I was actually happy. But all four of my grandparents passed away, and my mother.
Oh my goodness.
Within 3 years.
Oof.
So I was having like major post-traumatic stress symptoms. And the art, the painting kept me alive, honestly. It kept me going. And because that was something that I had never done, I'd never touched a paintbrush until I was in my 40s.
What?
I was like, yeah, never. I was like, what else can I do? Well, so I was like, well, I'm going to do all these things that I have never done before. Like, what am I excited about? Because I'd never, you know, I married him at 17 and he was a doctor. So I spent my whole entire life making sure he was a good doctor. He had a practice, you know, everything, but I never did anything for me. So I became a certified trainer, personal trainer at age 47 years old.
And
I went to this football camp and I learned how to tackle dudes.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. I used to play rugby, so tackling has a very special space in my soul.
Yeah. And I'm like, they laugh at me and I'm just like, don't laugh. Yeah, it's like, laugh again.
Oh my gosh.
So I was just, you know, I did that. I went to Dallas and learned how to do that. And I got certified in football coaching and personal training. They had to dummy things down for me a little bit, but I did get certified just because of my age. I mean, I'm out there running. It was in, well, where the heck was I? I was in Dallas. So, no, I was in Texas somewhere, and it was hot. And they were running back and forth on this football field. And I'm like, I was 47 years old. I was hot. And I was like, if you make me run one more time, I'm going to pee. So so you all run, I'll be right back. But it was good for them too, the other trainers too, because, you know, when you're training somebody, you're not always working with athletes. Sometimes you're working with people that are, you know, need the fitness. Some of them are injured, whatever. Yeah. So they needed to learn how to, you know, change those exercises. And so that was really cool, because that was something I never thought I would ever do. So I've been involved with football. I've been worked with did some marketing stuff with them and some volunteer stuff, like organized stuff. And then I got recruited with the sports network, and I kind of work with them. I do stuff with them, but They don't really need me, but they just like having me around, I guess.
Oh my gosh, I love it. You're a beautiful soul and you have such great energy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I am having fun doing different things. And I think that that's really a big, huge key after you've gone through something really bad is to not just focus on yourself, because that is very important. That is very important. But for me, it helped me to focus on other people. Mm-hmm. Maybe I did that a little too much. Maybe a little bit. I got, I had a scholarship, a single parent scholarship. Love them. Yeah. And they called me in and they said, we want to talk to you. And I'm like, okay, look it. I've been doing this. I've got 5 jobs. I'm doing all these things and I'm coaching and they're staring at me. And they said, we're putting you on probation for your scholarship. Wow. I mean, I was getting straight A's. I was kicking butt and I was so excited. And I'm like, why? Why am I on probation? We think you're doing too much.
Oh.
Yeah. They thought I was doing too much, overdoing it. Mm-hmm. Probably because it helped me not think about things really deeply that I didn't want to think about. Probably were right, kind of. But at the time, I just leaned back in my chair and I'm just like, I got this. You have no idea who I am. I got this. I got this. But I have made some lifelong friends in my group. I get to see them. So it's kind of like with the Social Soul Tribe.
Yes.
You have all these people, but then like when you went on that cruise and you got to actually meet them and see them.
It's so exhilarating.
It's awesome. You know, you've been talking to these people for a long time and it's really amazing to see them in person and actually really feel the energy.
It's so good. And like, it's such a good reminder that we don't have to go it alone. Like we have so many people that have, you know, either similar stories that have come out on the other side and are able to help guide us and give their personal advice like you do in your community, which I think is amazing in being able to share. And I think sometimes it's hard for people to speak their truth and they want to hide everything and push everything down. And it's important for people to know that like it's important to share what you're going through and share, you know, how you've grown and how you've come through the other side, because you never know who it's going to inspire. Even if it just inspires one person, that's one person's life that you've drastically changed for the better.
Right. And do you remember when we were having a conversation and I said something like, I think I was talking to Virginia and I said, if somebody is, how did I say that? I feel like focusing on good things, happy things, you know, manifesting things is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And being around happy, good vibe people is great. But there are people that need you that don't have that vibe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you have to be, even as an empath, you have to be strong enough to be able to be around those people if you're going to help them to be able to do that and then come back to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a couple of friends that really got into the, I will never speak anything negative. I'm never going to think anything negative, blah, blah, blah. And here I am struggling. You know, trying to figure out what I'm doing, and I needed those people. I felt like I wanted them to, you know, still be there for me. And they kind of, I felt like they pushed me away because of what I was going through. I was not always positive.
Yeah.
I just feel like be careful because you could be something for that person.
Oh yeah. There's, yeah. there's something to be said, like, yes, in terms of manifesting, it's about mm-hmm. being in good energy and maintaining, you know, like your high flying disc. And I remember that conversation because Virginia was saying that you can still hold space and be a shining light for others without necessarily letting your high flying disc fall. You can totally right. like, you know, in a way protect your light. You can do all of that and still hold someone else's hand through their journey and still be there for someone else and share your positivity, because that, you know, when someone is in a lower space, that's when they need you the most. That's when they need right. someone to shine the most. When they're in a dark place, they need the light, and being a exactly. light for someone else is so important.
And you can't just turn your back and say, no, I'm too positive for you. I've got to, mm-hmm. you know, I can't handle any negativity. That just makes me feel like, you know, I don't know, you're not strong enough to, and that's okay. I mean, people are mm-hmm. where they're at, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one thing about my group is that it's 100% private. I have to, whoever comes into the group, I have to go through and I look at their profile and make sure they're a real person. I make sure they're connected to somebody that I know. It's 100% safe, mm-hmm. and they can speak however they want to speak as long as they're not bullying anybody else. And they can say whatever they need to say or talk about anything without any judgment. So,
amazing.
You know, so far, gosh, we've been doing this for 6 years now. This group, and it's not a nonprofit, so I didn't really want to get into a board and all mm-hmm. that stuff. I'm just letting it be, because that's mm-hmm. how it started. It just grew on its own, and it did its thing, and I'm just like, okay, I'm going to sit back. And sometimes I reach out to the group, and I need them, you know?
And that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That is so beautiful. You're leaning on one another and you're supporting one another. And I love that it's a safe space that everyone can speak and ask questions and share what they're going through without worry that someone's going to bring them down or make them feel bad for feeling the way that they feel. And I think no one should be made feel bad for how they are feeling in a given moment. It's,
right.
It's, you know, you can let someone know that you relate to how they feel, or if you've never been in that situation, you can still say, you know, I bet that's rough. I bet that sucks. Like, I can't even imagine how it feels because I've never been through something like that. But I want you to know that I'm here for you. You know, I'm holding space for you.
And what's crazy is that, you know, we're all at different levels of healing in that group. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some, you know, think they don't need the group anymore and they leave. That's fine. And then, you know, then we have more people come in that need it. We have some people that just sit back and watch and they don't say anything, because we still have women that are still in abusive situations in that mm-hmm. group. We have women that have left and are having a really hard time being by themselves. They're all over the place. And also we have women all over this area, Northwest Arkansas, that are doctors, lawyers, counselors in my group that also have a lot of experience with domestic violence and sexual assault. And I'm able to give referrals and mm-hmm. There's this thing called Dress for Success. Mm-hmm. I got in contact with them and I am also able to, you know, fill out the form and send somebody to them so they can get a whole new wardrobe and get taken care of. So I'm trying to be kind of like a resource center as well. Mm-hmm. And I've also done a lot of my paintings. I donate to like the women's shelter for their art gala. And Souls Harbor is actually one nonprofit in town. It's for men that are struggling with addictions. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a halfway house. And for over a year, I did free classes every single month for them. They were so much fun. And they love the art classes. And there's another one called Havenwood House. And I was doing, not only was I doing art classes for them, but I also set up like women's empowerment classes for them mm-hmm. every month. And I was trying that. I have kind of slacked because I got married and I've been having so much fun being married. but I was trying to get the women in my group to come to the Havenwood, which is Havenwood is like a women's shelter kind of mm-hmm. thing for younger women and children, and give classes. So I'm like, whatever you're good at, if you're good at knitting, then mm-hmm. you can come and do a knitting class. If you're good at dancing, you can come to, because I think it's really good to be able to share whatever you're passionate about.
Yeah.
And I really have been trying to get people in my group to actually cross over and start teaching and coaching and stuff like that, because I really think it's helpful.
That's amazing. That's
but there's beautiful. Only a few that are interested.
You know, like as people kind of like in the Social Soul Tribe, like kind of as people show up and they continue to engage and get to learn and grow, you know, some people just naturally want to step up to leadership, and they want to step up and speak and be heard. So I think it's, you're well on your way to having something super amazing locally and doing things like that. So I think that's awesome. I'm so excited.
I love it. It's just been really, it's been crazy. And then the manifesting thing. Oh yeah. My gosh. Okay. So I was doing all my art in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. It was driving me nuts because I had too much junk. And I was like, there is this one studio downtown Rogers. I want to be there. I just don't know how I can come up with the rent. And it wasn't a lot of rent, but, you know, I've been trying to pay off bills and stuff. And so I thought about it. I went down there and I visited and I talked to some people. And then I talked to one of the board members. And I was like, hey, would you do a trade? I will, you know, clean, and I will do all this stuff for the studio if you let me have a space. 30 minutes, the whole board said yes. So I got my space. And then with my husband, okay, I thought I was never going to get married again. I was just like, mm-hmm. no. I found him on Facebook.
Yes, girl.
I found him on Facebook. I think it was like, Cougar is looking for young, hot guys or something.
I love it.
But he is 39 and I'm 53 right now.
You work, girl.
So, thank you. Yeah. But he is amazing. And I even told my ex-boyfriend, I showed him a picture of him and I was like, see this guy right here? If I ever meet him, I'm going to marry him. That was like... Yeah. Did you see that painting that I did?
Yes. Yes. I saw that. So amazing.
I never even knew him when I made that. I did this painting of this man. It was on a brick wall kind of, and I never knew him when I did the painting. And then recently he took a picture of himself, and I just happened to have those two pictures in my phone at the same time. And I was like, oh my God. It's like the same colors, the same, you know, hat with the scarf and everything. Mm-hmm. I was just like, are you kidding me? That was so crazy. But he's just amazing. He has helped me so much. And we just have we laugh all the time. Like tonight. we play jokes on each other all the time. Mm-hmm. And so tonight he was fussing at me about something. I can be the petty queen. So he thinks he could be petty because he's from Flint, Michigan. No, I can be the petty queen. So he is fussing at me. So I came in the kitchen and he came around the corner while I was squeezing his hot dog. And then he walked out of the room and I took his straw and I stuck it in the hot dog. And he's just like laughing. He's like, oh my God, you are so childish. What are you doing? So I came over here and I went to get my drink and he cut my straw in half. And I
oh my gosh. I love that. I love how much fun you're having. Oh, fun is everything.
We laugh all the time. All the time. It's amazing.
Mm.
Oh, thank you. My friend Liberty, she said, Lachelle's always killing it in everything she does.
Yes.
Oh, Liberty. I love her. She's one of my lifelong friends.
That's beautiful.
That I found in the group. Yep.
So beautiful. So amazing. friendship is everything. I feel like it's such a wonderful thing to be valued, and the love that it brings into your life and the light that it can shine. I just, yay. I love our friends.
Girl, I was super lonely. We had a long distance relationship for a year, and I was like, so what I did, instead of like, I freaked out a little bit, but instead of freaking out, I tried to, I'm going to make myself better. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make myself the kind of woman that he would want to marry. Right. So, I've struggled with cooking. I've learned how to cook. I taught myself how to cook.
Look at you. Better.
Yes. And, you know, I lost some weight for myself. I'm like, you know, if it doesn't work out with him, I love him to death, but if it doesn't work out with him, I want to make sure I'm still going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wasn't before.
Yes.
I was not okay. And now I know that, you know, I love him and I know he's going to stay. But if something would happen, God mm-hmm. forbid, I am going to be fine. I am going to be fine. And he loves that about me.
I think that's huge for anyone to understand that, like, you know, it's great to have a significant other and be in a relationship, but to understand that, you know, we all should have something like that is our own. That's for ourselves, and yeah. that, you know, we can be okay, knowing that we can be okay if something, God forbid, were to happen, if we were alone again, that we could still stand on our own 2 feet and continue walking, continue on a journey and make a better life for ourselves.
It gives yourself a whole different confidence. Mm-hmm. I mean, after my divorce, actually right before my divorce, I believe, I totally changed my name. I changed I didn't change my name legally, but my name used to be Shelley Bleck. Then I got married and it was Shelley Hyatt. That's what everybody knew me was, Shelley Hyatt. I still kept the Hyatt part after I divorced him. Because of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I changed my name to my real name. I am no longer Shelley. My name is Lachelle, which is my real name. So nobody calls me Shelley anymore. Not really. And then I used my middle name as my last name. So I was Lachelle Rayanne. Now I'm totally like Lachelle Rayanne McBride. I got the new name. But I had an alternative name. And I am writing a book.
Ooh.
And I am writing a book, and I've used a whole new last name, Sakura.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It means cherry blossom.
I love that. Yeah. I feel like it's like kind of like you rebranded yourself as like an entirely new person, which mm-hmm. I think is so cool.
It is. When I had the police took me to the women's shelter, me and my kids to the women's shelter. And I was sitting there listening. We had like a group thing, and I was listening to all these women talk about, you know, all these horrible things that have happened to them, that are still happening to them. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, I got mad. And they came to me and they said, is there anything you want to say? And I said, you know what? I'm going home. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you know, the police brought you here. They think that you're in danger. You should probably stay. And I'm like, no, I'm not afraid anymore. It just hit me like I hit a wall. And I stopped that day being afraid. That day, mm-hmm. not afraid at all. And I still am not afraid of anything. It's almost kind of scary that I'm not. He lives in this town, and I can be this close to him, and he'll be the first one to look away.
Yes, girl. Yes. Mm-hmm. Reclaim your awesome, your power. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I am not afraid. Makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. It really does. And like, you know, when we talk about manifesting in the emotional guidance scale, one of the things that they talk about is, you know, the bottom is fear and, you know, depression. But if you can get to anger, like anger is not necessarily a manifesting level, but that is definitely an up level. And that is where some strength can come through, and then, you know, you push through, you power through, and you grow, and eventually you're having fun with your young
anger is definitely more productive than fear.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Anger is more productive than fear. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. And that drove me for a long time. It drove me for a long time, but I'm not angry.
Yeah. You don't have to stay there. I am so happy. Oh, my God.
I am so happy. I love it. I was going to bring some examples of my work, but I didn't have any. It's all at the studio right now. But I wanted to tell you a great idea that I had.
Okay.
And anybody that's listening can do this. It's super easy. You know those little gemstones that they're little teeny tiny people put them in like the bottoms of fish tanks or, mm-hmm. you know, make things with them. They're like glass.
Yeah.
You can get a larger size one, like that size. You can get larger size ones. And you can take either a picture or you can draw something or you can put a word on a piece of paper or a canvas or something like that. Put that glass piece and glue it underneath of it and then carry that around in your pocket and that's your touchstone. Your touchstone. So if there's somebody that or a word or something that means something to you, you can carry that around in your pocket. Mm-hmm. And when you're feeling nervous or scared or whatever, you can grab that and say, you know what, here's grandma. You know, she's right here. She's my touchstone. And you don't even have to look at it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just carry it around and you can feel it in your pocket. And I'm gonna have a workshop and we're gonna make some of those. It's gonna be really cool.
I love that. That's so good. And like, you know, we think about, you know, a lot of people they're into making words for the year. Like
vision boards.
Vision boards and different, you know, words that represent what they're gonna do for the year. Like collaboration is one of my words for the year. I really wanna, you know, connect with more people and collaborate with more people and we can all grow together. And so like you could put like collaboration and then stick it underneath that stone and just have it. And it's just a reminder, like, you know, am I collaborating today? It's also
exactly.
I love that.
Exactly. You know, I would totally do it. I would totally do the wine thing. I think it would go so well with what I do with my painting classes. Right now, we don't have a liquor license, but we give you wine while you're there. So it's complimentary, or you can BYOB. But if I was doing what you're doing, I would totally do it in my studio. I was like, it would be so fun. Those one, I'm like, oh, we need to have her come and do a wine tasting for us. But they just the laws in Arkansas, they don't allow the shipping and all that weird stuff.
But that would be so much fun. You're having fun. I love that.
I am. I'm having a blast. I am having a blast. It's been so busy lately, and I did manifest some more work for myself, but which means more money. But I'm not giving any more time as far as, you know, I'll be doing it while I'm at work.
That's awesome.
So I'll be making more money, you know, while I'm doing basically two jobs at once. And it's been okayed by everybody. All the bosses are all happy about it and everything. So that's a good thing. And I'm working on manifesting a house.
Oof. Let that abundance flow. Oh.
I'm working on it. I am working on it.
I love that. So if you had just like one piece of advice that you could share to inspire a woman to, you know, take steps forward and find themselves, what would it be?
Are you talking about a woman that's in an abusive situation or just any woman that's out there trying to find themselves?
How about both?
Okay. First of all, if you're in an abusive situation, the first thing, the first priority is keep yourself safe and your kids safe. If that means staying for a little while and figuring it out, but just figure it out. Reach out to as many people as you can because there are people out there. I didn't know all the people that there are out there, but there are people out there that will help and they have lots and lots of resources to help you as far as making an escape plan and being safe. So number one priority is make yourself safe. Number one. Number two priority is make yourself get yourself in a position to where you will be okay and your kids will be okay if you have to leave. Mm-hmm. So you have to have like an emergency plan. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that being said, somebody else that is already, you know, that is by themselves or whatever, and which I have a lot of friends, you know, they're not with their abusers anymore, but they're still, you know, in that weird space where you're just really not, you're just surviving. Mm-hmm. You're just surviving. And the number one thing I think for that is to reach outside your box. And if you don't have a passion, just do something. Find, do something for yourself. You have to center yourself. And I think that, you know, I was all over the place. I was like trying to coach and I was, you know, doing classes and I was doing, you know, all of these things. I even cleaned churches at night. I was doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Everything.
I was just trying to find something that I liked, and I did, you know, I did college and I did 180 volunteer hours in one semester.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I wanted, well, for one, it kept me busy, especially when my kids were gone or whatever. It kept me busy. And, it's probably a little too much because it was more focusing on keeping myself busy and not focusing on myself. But I learned a lot. I did. I learned a lot. And I learned what I wanted, what I didn't want. And I just think that you really, really, really need to work on self-love. Mm-hmm. Really, really, really deep. I know a few people right now that I'm thinking about that I have talked to today about that. I'm like, stop, stop, stop. You need to stop for a second and start getting into yourself, center yourself, ground yourself, because you just can't be just going all willy nilly all over the place and expecting things. Like I told my friend, I said, if something's broken, if your car's broken, you can't just throw all the tools at it and expect it to fix itself.
Right.
Yeah. You have to actually use the tools. And sometimes that takes time. Can't just expect it to just work overnight. You have to be consistent. And I think Virginia said that today. You have to be consistent.
Oh yeah. Consistency is everything. I love that.
It is. And then that's the way you can actually, you know, see yourself grow too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's amazing. And I love you, by the way.
I love you.
I saw you on Social Soul Tribe, I think, and I was like, look at her. She's having so much fun. I love her freaking earrings.
Thank you.
They're so cute. You're just so sweet. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, she is having so much fun. And with your guy there with you. And I still struggle with the video stuff. And I do it sometimes. I did it for a while. I did it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't done it for a while. I don't know why. I don't know. I feel my wrinkles. I'm like,
what wrinkles, girl?
I got this funky little desk light over here. You remember I was complaining about my light and stuff? I worked on setting up this computer for like 20 minutes. My husband's like, are you kidding? I go, give me another book.
I need more light.
Oh, he had to run to the store and look at what he did.
Oh, I love that.
I get notes every day like this, every day with my coffee, every single morning.
That's beautiful. And you deserve that.
Thank you. I finally feel like I do. I finally feel it.
That's amazing. It's beautiful. I love that. You're beautiful.
Well, so are you. What kind of wine are you drinking?
I have a Chilean Merlot this evening.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
Yes. Yes.
Amazing.
Pretty delightful. So
one of my dreams was always to have a bed and breakfast that had an event space that catered to artists, that also had a vineyard where we could do like the paint and sip type things with our own wine line.
I love all of that. That's amazing.
And like, I wanted really a llama.
A llama? That makes me so happy.
I know. I want that so bad. And I found a couple places that would be perfect. But then I'm just like, you know, they're like a couple $1 million that I don't have.
Yeah. But just in your back pocket a little bit. You just got to wait for it. The universe got it.
Exactly. I just got to wait. Be patient.
Yes.
Be patient.
Patience.
Yes. And you know, I told you that I lost a lot of my family, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did. Mm-hmm. I lost a lot of my family. And of course, when the heads of family pass away, it seems like the rest of the family just kind of like scatters and we're not close. My dad lives here in this town, but like right now he's in Dominican Republic. So he travels a lot and stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
And so when I got married to Mr. McBride, I got a whole entire family with him.
That's amazing.
I haven't met them all yet in person because they're all up in Michigan mostly. So I'm looking forward to taking a trip up there and meeting my family.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. Yep. So much goodness, so much abundance coming to you.
And there really
is. More in store. I feel it.
Do you sometimes, okay, so for me, sometimes I feel guilty.
Mm.
Like, you know, like I see all these, my friends or other people struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm doing really well right now. And I kind of sometimes feel guilty.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like, I'm doing so good right now. And I want to share it, but I don't want to say anything because they're struggling.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a balance. That's a balance.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I definitely have those feelings too. And, you know, for me, it's being able to do what I can. Like if I can support in any way, I can, you know, get the word out. Like if they're working on something, mm-hmm. they're entrepreneurial or something like that, being able to share what they've got going on as much as I can and just support and love. And really that's what the world needs more of is love, is in
definitely
in love on them and that's, and hold space for them. That's what we can do. Guilt, I feel like in terms of like our emotions, like we're all, it's all a practice, right? It's all a practice of being aware of where we are from moment to moment, acknowledging, okay, this is how I feel. This is why I feel this way. And then, mm-hmm. you know, you can think that emotion, you can think that thought and that feeling, bless it and release it and take that step forward to finding your own personal joy, because finding joy within yourself and loving yourself, and it all starts with self, and then you can kind of shine your light and spread that joy and that love to others and support others.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I definitely agree. You know, when my mother was passing, I wasn't there. And it was really hard because I was in the middle of finals mm-hmm. at college, and I actually missed a couple of my finals, which meant I had to take the whole entire class over again.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was only one class that made me do that. But I was working on a project where I was comparing and contrasting Hinduism and Buddhism.
Wow.
And so I was like really not really into it, you know, because of everything that was going on. And then for mm-hmm. some reason, something hit me and I really started to read the dialogue and I really started to think about what it was talking about. And that really, I'm not Buddhist and I'm not Hindu, but there's some really good thoughts in those. Oh my gosh. It was just like, it totally helped me. It totally changed mm-hmm. the way I was thinking at the time. I was feeling really like a victim. Like, why is this all happening to me? You know, I said over and over again, you know, I thought I was coming out of it. I was doing good. And now I'm getting knocked down again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just reading about the circle of life and, you know, all the other things that are happening. And, you know, it really put my mind at ease and it helped me it's helped me. It still helps me to this day, even dealing with people and talking to people and, you know, helping people. My one thing that I always say to myself is walk in love, walk in love, walk in love. I say that all the time to myself. I talk to myself a lot, a lot.
I think that's
and so. Yeah.
I love
so
that.
Anytime, you know, somebody comes at me, I'm thinking walk in love because I don't know where they're at in their head. Something could have happened. You know, who knows what space that they're in. Anything. People don't just come out and tell you, hey, I was abused by my husband last night. That doesn't happen. You know, no. people don't talk about that. So, you know, I'm always thinking to myself, walk in love, because I just think that people need more kindness. Definitely. Oh,
yes. That's beautiful. I love that. Walk in love. I'm going to use that. I love that.
I'll put that on my touchstone.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
Oh, I think that's a beautiful way to end. Remember, friends, to walk in love. Ah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Lachelle, for being with us this evening. Is there anything else that you would like to share before we hop off?
I don't know. Just keep watching me because I'm trying to really like get into, okay, I'm on the Social Soul Tribe, right? Mm-hmm. But I come to that. That's like the only group that I go to for stuff. Like if I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do about this? And I'll go and I'll like research it. I have a hard time following because there's so much content, mm-hmm. you know, and there's so much going on in there, and I'm busy with like my other jobs and everything. But I always know that I can go there and I can watch a replay, and I know, and I had no idea I had that many friends in that group.
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me? I have been inviting, you know, ones that I think that would really, that could really use it. Mm-hmm. And, I just, you know, it's just really, really, really been helpful, and I love it. And I love that I got to meet you, and I was invited by Teresa a long time ago.
Love her.
She's so funny. You know what that girl did? She sent me a message today, and she said, I hope you're really happy, and congratulations on your marriage. Well, I had sent her like an invitation to my wedding like a year ago. It was in June, and she said she just got it today. She thought I just sent it, and I was just like going, what's she talking about?
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, well, thank you, but that was a year ago.
That's crazy how the world, how these things work out sometimes.
But we just kind of lost touch with each other a little bit, you know, just how things happen.
Right.
And so I'm just really glad that she's there and I get to see her and listen to her talk. Cause she's changed a lot and she's grown a lot and she's amazing. She's beautiful.
Phenomenal.
Amazing.
I love her. Yes. I love her so good.
I do too. Walk in love.
Walk in love. Oh my gosh. Thank you so, so much. Have a beautiful rest of your evening. Those watching and listening, thank you so much. It means the world. If you know anyone that could use this message, please send it out. Lachelle, if someone wants to check, like connect with you, what's the best way for them to find you?
Probably Facebook Messenger would probably be the best way. I'm really bad at checking my emails all the time. I have an email that you can check or you can send to that I have been checking. Ninja Barbie. 1437 at Gmail. My kids gave me that name.
I love it. So Ninja Barbie 1437.
Yep. 1437 means love.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right, let me throw this up here real quick.
Okay. There you go. That's the best one.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Have a beautiful rest of your evening. Please get in touch with Lachelle. She's amazing. She has paint nights. She has wonderful insight and just a beautiful human being. So thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Tiara.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much for listening, friend. It is so greatly appreciated. Now, if you've got some value, if you loved what we chatted about today, please share it out with your friends and family and show some love in the comments. Thank you again. It means the world to me.